Pop quiz time. Is photo radar A, Big Brother making sure we'll all be good little obedient citizens because we're children who can't be trusted to do the right thing unless we're monitored, or B, a way to slow people down and save lives? The answer is yes, both. Some drivers, no matter how old they are, drive like hyperactive kids on a big wheel. So it's too bad that the adult drivers who drive like adults get caught on camera too, which could be an invasion of privacy. Senate Bill 1234 was written in a way to ban local governments and the state from using photo enforcement to identify violators for excessive speed or running red lights, which I think is way more dangerous than speeding. But that might be because I've gotten more than a couple of speeding tickets through the years. And I've done traffic school more than a couple of times due to photo radar and actual badge-wearing humans writing me a ticket. Governor Katie Hobbs used her 99th veto of this legislative session to make sure that SB 1234 died and photo radar lives on. In her veto letter to the legislature, Hobbs said, quote, "Research indicates photo radar cameras demonstrate effectiveness in changing driver behavior and decreasing fatal accidents, especially in vulnerable areas like school zones." But the bill's sponsor, State Senator Wendy Rogers, claims using tech to enforce traffic laws is a privacy violation, although there's no real expectation of privacy in public. And she says it's a tactic used to generate money for city governments, which I have to agree with. And that's really scary because I'm agreeing with both Governor Hobbs and State Senator Wendy Rogers on the same day. But what's even scarier is this. About 48 hours after Hobbs' veto, two people were killed by a crash that police in Goodyear say was caused by a 50-year-old drunk driver street racing a 58-year-old man. Scary because we'll never be able to put enough officers or cameras out there to get people who are old enough to know better to stop using our roads like a personal Hot Wheels track where they're entitled to play out their NASCAR fantasies.